بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ فرقنا بكم البحر فأنجيناكم وأغرقنا آل فرعون وأنتم تنظرون. In this ayat, we were discussing the incident of Hazrat Musa ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. After Hazrat Musa alayhi salam received Nubuwwat and he went with the message to Fir'aun, Fir'aun rejected the message and he continued to oppress the Bani Israel. The oppression, the persecution continued, slaying the baby boys and all the different forms of oppression. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam told the people, Ista'inu billahi wasbiru. You seek assistance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you exercise patience. And they carried on making dua until eventually the wahi came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُوحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَسْرِ بِعِبَادِي إِنَّكُمْ مُتَّبَعُونَ. We sent the revelation to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam that take my servants at night and flee and run away from Egypt, and definitely you're going to be followed. Fir'aun and his army are going to chase after you, they're going to follow you. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam informed the Bani Israel, and in a very subtle, discreet manner, they tried to run away, thousands of them. As they leaving Egypt, they find they completely lost. The path is not clear to them. They don't know how to come out of Egypt. And it's become dark. Some narrations have even the moon lost its light. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam gathered all the scholars of the Bani Israel, the learned people, and he asked them, what is this? So they said, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, he had made a bequest that the day when the Bani Israel will leave Egypt, they must take his body along with them. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam is buried there and they must not leave without taking his body along with them. And that is why you'll find Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam's grave is in Palestine, in Khalil, in Hebron. So where is Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam buried? Hundreds of years have passed now from the time of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. So there's one old lady in the Bani Israel, only she knows where Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam is buried. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam calls her, says, no, I'm not going to tell you until you do not fulfill my request. What's your request? Very intelligent old lady. She said, my request is I want to be with you in Jannat. That's only I'm going to tell you then where the grave is. So the Musa alayhi salam is in this dilemma. They need to run now. They need to flee away. He doesn't know what to do. Then he gets wahi that tell her request will be fulfilled. So he told her your request will be fulfilled. So she took them to a certain spot and she showed them that this is where Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam is buried. And they dug that spot and they pulled out the body of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. And as soon as they took the body of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam out, then the narration says, فَإِذَا الطَّرِيق مِثْلُ دَوْءِ النَّهَارِ. The road just opened up to them like the broad daylight. And yeah, they took the body and they started traveling. And that happens sometimes in life when things become very constrained, things become very dark, things become very narrow, and then we think there's something that we're supposed to be doing. There's some command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we're supposed to be carrying out. There's some prohibition we're supposed to be refraining from. We're not refraining from that prohibition. That's why this whole situation has become so narrow and life has become so dark. And as soon as we will correct ourselves and rectify ourselves, we'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up the way for us. Anyway, they traveling. Fir'aun learns about this. He finds out about this. the middle of the night, and he gathers a very, very huge army. And he says, these people are weak, it's a walkover for us. Let us go and chase them and catch them and let us destroy them for once and for all. So the Quran Sharif says, فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِكِينَ. Both these groups are traveling. It was around the time of Ishraq. And if you recall, normally on the day of Ashura, then we quote the hadith of the virtue of Ashura, that was the day wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed Fir'aun and his army, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given emancipation to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and his people and the Bani Israel. So it's around the Ishraq time, and yeah, from a distance the Bani Israel can see Fir'aun and his army coming with full force. Falamma tara al-jam'an qala ashabu Musa inna lamudrakun. When both the groups had seen one another at that time, the Bani Israel was so weak at that point, they were not even in a position to fight back. So they said, that's it, we history, it's over. Inna, there's Fir'aun, there's his army is coming. You can see them from a distance. What are we going to do? We cannot fight them. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam told them, Kalla, never, by no means. They will never get you. Inna ma'iya Rabbi sayahdeen. Allah is with me. My Rabb is with me and He will guide me. He will show me what to do. So there were two ways to travel. There was one route by land and there was another route through the sea. So Hazrat Musa alayhi salam was shown in the wahi that he must take the route of the sea. So they are by the Red Sea. And they don't know what to do. They don't know what to do. What's next now? You told us to come here, the sea in front of us, and this Fir'aun and his army behind us. So Musa alayhi salam said, don't worry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide me. So there's actually one person, he jumped on his horse, and he is trying to run towards the direction of the sea to see if there's any passage, any way to get through. And he's going from the sea, coming back to them. And then he asked Hazrat Musa Islam, are you sure? Are you sure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to take this route? He said, no, I'm sure. And that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the wahi, Ohayna ila Musa, anidrib bi'asaka al-bahar, that strike your staff onto the ocean. فَانْفَلَقَ فَكَانَ كُلُّ فِرْقٍ كَالتَّوْدِ الْعَظِيمِ. The whole ocean opened up, 12 pathways for the Bani Israel's 12 tribes to walk through. Ulama explain, it was the water had like solidified and came like mountains. So there were like 12 different parts in the ocean. And everything became dry, and they could traverse and they could travel through those pathways. And here they started moving through those pathways. When Fir'aun came to this point, Fir'aun had never seen anything like this before, and no one obviously had seen something like this before. And Fir'aun is in a dilemma. He doesn't know what to do. He is completely confused. His whole army is following him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that Fir'aun's horse just ran in that direction. And his horse is just moving. And his whole army just follows him. And the Bani Israel are crossing over now to a different terrain, a different territory. Now look at the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Bani Israel, they came out on the other side. Maybe still a few of them. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends wahi to Hazrat Musa Islam, you wait. وَتْرُكِ الْبَحْرَ رَعْوَى. Just leave the ocean how it is now. You don't do anything. When the last of Fir'aun's soldiers came into that area of the ocean, then Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, again he struck his staff and the whole ocean came back to the ocean and the whole lot of them were destroyed. Whole lot Fir'aun and his entire army, Fir'aun his whole life, he boasted. He was arrogant. He was proud. أَنَا رَبُّكُمُ الْأَعْلَىٰ. I am your Lord. I can do this, I can do that. But that day came when Fir'aun was completely destroyed. At that time, he also tried to accept. He said, no, now I believe. When he saw now that he's dying, he said, now I believe. No, al-ana, it's too late. Now you cannot believe. Even Fir'aun believed right in the end. So everyone will eventually believe, no matter how much we will deny all these things now, but the day will come when you will witness it, then you'll have to believe, but it will be too late. Al-ana waqad asayta qablu wa kunta min al-mufsidin. Before this you were so arrogant and disobedient, and you caused corruption and disorder in the world. Now your iman will not be accepted. Bani Israel, after everything happened, they still said, you know what, we don't think Fir'aun got drowned. Because Fir'aun was, nothing would have happened to him. They were so overawed with him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the body come out. The ocean threw the body out. And then they saw with their own eyes that Fir'aun is dead. So this is the ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding the Bani Israel that remember that time, وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ, when we caused the ocean to open for you. فَأَنْجِيْنَاكُمْ, we saved you. وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعُونَ, and we drowned the people of Fir'aun. وَأَنْتُمْ تَنْزُرُونَ, you are witnessing it with your eyes. Don't forget that ni'mat and that favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us a true understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَ.